from KQED.
What does the national mortgage settlement mean for California? Attorney General Kamala Harris joined the deal at the last minute after her negotiating team ironed out a side agreement with five of the nation's biggest mortgage servicers.
It was not about politics. It was about what could we do to ensure that our homeowners would actually see relief.
Her negotiators were keen, she said, not to repeat what happened with the national settlement with Countrywide Financial in 2008. Half the money was supposed to go toward principal reductions for California homeowners. Many never saw a dime. Many are now asking whether the terms of this deal, even the special terms for California, are worth what state attorneys general are offering in return: immunity from lawsuits over robo-signing and other forms of abusive behavior from banks foreclosing on homes in the aftermath of the housing bust.
We won't know whether or not all of the provisions will ultimately be effective, but they have attempted to strengthen the enforcement provisions in a number of important ways.
Paul Leonard is the California director of the Center for Responsible Lending.
There will be a federally named monitor who will have responsibility for enforcing all the terms of the settlement, but AG Harris plans on naming a California monitor, essentially to backstop the work of the national monitor, including authority to bring enforcement actions to state court in addition to the national monitor's ability to bring these to federal court.
So explain, if you will, this concept of incentives and penalties that basically push these banks to take care of this business within the next 3 years.
The servicers are required to undertake a range of loan modification, including principal reductions. If they don't meet their timelines within the first year, they will pay a certain penalty. After the second year, they will pay a certain penalty.
Leonard also strikes a hopeful note about provisions that attempt to incentivize the banks to spread their efforts across California to include the hardest hit counties.